Hello, friends. As you've heard, my name is Dave Little. I'm a youth pastor here in town of Vancouver. And Charlie has given me kind of a commission, a charge to say, okay, what can we do? What can we see happen in our diocese, in the lives of young people? And if any of you were in my workshop yesterday, it was actually really exciting. Because we kind of ask the question, not just what can happen, what is happening? What's going on out there? What's happening in the lives of young people all across Canada? And I was incredibly encouraged to know that there is some amazing things happening in the lives of young people. There is ministry. The gospel is going out there. There's a deep heart to see young people come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to know that's happening already. And I think we need to be encouraged about that because we're a pretty big country. And we feel a little bit scattered. And I do believe that God is calling us to be much more networked, specifically in the area of how do we see young people kind of come to know the Lord Jesus. And I think most of us would probably agree that as we look around our congregations, as we look around the cities, we see these young people, but they're not in our churches. We see these young people and they maybe even kind of leaving or moving away from our churches. And I don't want to use the word crisis because that's not the right word. I think the word is critical. We're at a beautiful, critical moment. We see these young people and the Lord is actually giving us an opportunity and asking us the question, are we concerned with the eternity of our young people? Are we as a church concerned with the lives of these young people encountering who they truly need? And the research out there, and I think it's good, and I think that we would probably intuitively say, yeah, actually this is true, this is my experience. Kids are hurting. They are. Maybe not every moment of every day, but there is a deep, deep need for Jesus that some don't even know. And you and I have the beautiful opportunity as the church to reach out to the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of young people in our country who don't know Jesus. And to reach the ones who do know Jesus and encourage them and love on them. But that's a huge, huge task, isn't it? And it feels, well, we're kind of small and scattered. How can we possibly do this? How can this happen? Well, I think as you'll see over the course of our time together, just in these few minutes, that it is absolutely very possible. And I would commend and encourage each and every one of us to engage in prayer and actually physically, actually getting out there and being in the lives of young people. And I'm sure that each of us could probably picture at least one or two young people in and around us. So I think I could at least pray for them. But I think we can do more. And as a church, I do believe we can. As I said, yeah, young people are hurting. And they truly, deeply need the Lord Jesus. As we heard, they are lost without Jesus. And we have an opportunity as the church to reach them. But not necessarily in the typical youth ministry kind of ways. Because as we kind of came together as a workshop, most churches in our diocese, in the Anglican Network of Canada, and all across North America, we're not big churches who can't, you know, have big youth ministry programs. That's not what I'm talking about. It would be lovely. The program is good. But there are some very simple gospel things we can do. And so youth ministry, friends, is really only two things. If we pare it all down, it's really only two things. It's biblical and it's relational. It's founded on the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is bringing the love and mercy and grace of God into the lives of young people. And it is us, as the church, as people who love Jesus, being in the lives of young people. Now, Bishop Charlie mentioned that I'm a part of Young Anglicans Project. It's kind of a dumb name, I know. It's yap, but it's a very good thing because we yap a lot about Jesus. Young Anglicans Project was founded many years ago, and we're really grateful to Archbishop Duncan who said we would love to see something real and deep happening in our church, and gathered a group of very helpful, competent people involved in loving youth ministry, and want to provide resourcing, want to provide encouragement, and want to provide some avenues in which we as a church can reach our young people for the Lord Jesus. And so Young Anglicans Project does a whole bunch of different things, but if you're interested, and I hope all of us are, we have a website, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter account, and it's not so we can be cool, it's so we can love you. It's so we can provide whatever we have and we have gained by the Lord's grace to the church. And so we're very keen to connect and help anybody involved in youth ministry in any tiny way. But there's a very specific way that Young Anglicans Project is trying to serve particularly our diocese, which is really sweet. All over North America, there are churches who are saying, what do we do? We've got small churches. We've got a few youth maybe here or there, or we don't have any. How can we do something about this? And we're introducing a program called Engage. And it really is very, very simple. It's biblical and relational and involves pretty much anyone who would be willing by the Lord's grace to engage themselves in the life of young people or a number of young people. Can you play video one?
Hello, my name is Dave Wright. I'm the coordinator of youth ministries for the Diocese of South Carolina. We decided to launch sort of a movement in the diocese, and that simply is every congregation engaging every generation. We're seeing churches that have only a few teenagers, and we're helping them to minister to teenagers and involve them with all those teenagers in the life of the congregation. We found the story that churches under, say, an average Sunday attendance of maybe 150 couldn't sustain a traditional model of youth ministry. Our approach has been to help people think in terms of something much more simple, something much more sustainable, and it's as simple as, let's train a couple of people in the congregation to open the Bible with teenagers and to share the gospel with them through that and to walk alongside them in faith. And we're seeing in our smaller churches that that's gaining some real traction. I'm excited about what the Young Anglicans Project is doing and being willing to engage with the idea of how do we minister to teenagers in small churches.
So that's my friend Dave Wright. We're all named Dave, apparently, in Young Anglicans Project. And the idea, friends, is simply this, opening the Bible and being in a relationship. And I think we can all do that. And some of you are thinking, oh, man, what's even the impact of that? Is that really even youth ministry? What my mind is that youth ministry is like cool games and, you know, really cool stuff and you put it on a show. I think the Lord would be simply pleased with us opening the Bible, praying with and loving on teenagers. But it's incredibly impactful and fruitful, friends. This is the heartbeat of discipleship. If we are called to make disciples, what a very sweet way of starting, building something. We have all the means of building a grassroots of really strong youth ministry. And as I said, that just means opening the Bible, being biblical and relational in youth ministry. But you may be saying, is this really effective? Is this really worth it? You know? Let me tell you, it is incredibly worth it. Personally, from my own experience, opening the Bible with young people and seeing them flourish and grow, become the next leaders of our church. And that's what we do want to see, that's maturity and growing in maturity. But here's an example of just the impact in the life of a young person. Can you play video two?
My name is Jill, and I've been meeting with an older lady in my community for about 3 years now. And what we do is every week we get together and just over coffee, and we'll talk about life, things that are going on with me, and then we'll read through a portion of the Bible, and then we just pray to close off our meetings. And it's really simple, it's no pressure, but it's been incredibly helpful for me. Mostly because, well, for one, it's really nice to have another person genuinely take an interest in your life, but it's also been so enriching for me to have somebody who's had more life experience than I have to be able to just ask either to sound maybe bored or to offer advice from your own experience and just help them figure out my life. She works as a really good source of accountability for me. So there's certain disciplines in my spiritual life that I wanted to have in place. And it's more helpful to have somebody who's going to actually ask you about those things than if I were to just do that on my own. The other thing with her, though, is that I don't feel like she's somebody that I need to keep happy, that, I'm going to let down, but somebody that I know is really beneficial for me to be completely honest with. And I don't feel like there's any strings attached. It's such a meaningful relationship to me now. And at first, when I first started, I was like, okay, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if she's going to care. But right off the bat, all she did was really try to make me feel aware that she cares and that it's a safe environment. And that in itself, to me, is what I think being part of the church body is supposed to be about. Just coming together and sharing our experiences that we have and working together to figure out what it means to live in a church and as a Christian in this life.
And I think each of us could do that, and some of us have experienced that. And I think a lot of us have experienced that on the flip side. When we were younger, or even right now, are receiving loving discipleship from Christians. And the impact not only on the young person, but on their friends and on their life. And this is something we can build on, and it's something each and every one of us can do as Christians. I wonder, though, if you're thinking, but Dave, I'm kind of old and boring. And maybe you're right. No. But you also may be thinking, but the people in my congregation are even older and more boring. And you also may be right. No, the Lord does not see us in this way. You are not old and boring. You are absolutely precious. And you are absolutely fascinating. You'd think, oh, you know, back in the day before we had cell phones, kids don't know what that means. So you could tell them. We actually opened a Bible, not looked it up on our phone. No, but you may be thinking, I don't know if I'm up for this. I don't know if I can do this. I want to encourage you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can. But I'd love just to watch this next video just as a little bit of an encouragement. Can you play the next video?
Two and a half years, I've been working with some of the young people in my church. We meet roughly 10 months out of the year, once a week, and a lot of our time together is spent reading scripture and thinking together what does it mean for us. We spend time praying and learning how to pray, and we just spend some time in community, building our relationships with one another. This isn't an opportunity that I went looking for. It just came out of church life. I was approached by a few people from my church. They asked me if I'd be willing to actively disciple some of the young people in my parish. And it's not something I thought I'd be doing, honestly. I'm an introvert, so the thought of spending time with young people every week was a little overwhelming, thinking, how am I going to relate to people that are, in some cases, decades younger than me? Do we even speak the same language? But it turns out that young people can smell care under layers of nerd.
And it is absolutely true, isn't it? I know that was my own experience, receiving care, and it's not about how cool, you know, the person who is discipling me is. You become cool because you love them. And as I said before, there are so many kids who are so hurting. And it may be because of the culture that we live in that is so drawing them deeply away from what God is calling them to and to know in Christ. It may be because of a myriad of other things. And to have one caring adult in their life, or a number of caring adults, and this is, again, sort of a result of a lot of sort of statistical research, that one person in mentoring relationship makes an incredible impact. And so I know it's possible, and I know that no matter what kind of personality you have, there's definitely an avenue for us to be able to do this. And so I think for us, we may be thinking, okay, this sounds good, but we are very scattered, and there may not be a lot of folks, and we don't have a lot of resources. How is it that we can, what does this even kind of look like? You know, how do I meet with someone, or do I kind of grab someone? Or I wonder if that's kind of what's going on in your head. If you're like, okay, I'd like to do this, but I have no idea how to even kind of approach the idea. Can you play the next video? And this is an old friend of ours.
My name is Amy Rosa. I'm originally from the Diocese of Sydney in Australia. My role was to train youth leaders in ministry to young people in the local church. So I was a diocesan youth trainer. When I speak to a church in our diocese, I don't talk to them about starting a youth group or anything like that. What I'm really wanting to see happen is for adults in congregations to engage with young people over a cup of tea and a Bible, and to spend time with young people and teach them how to follow Jesus in the same way they follow Jesus. Now, when I talk to an elderly person about, could you have a cup of tea with a young person and open the Bible with them and talk to them and pray with them, most people say, well, I could do that. But one church had a confirmation class, and in the confirmation class there was one girl. And the girl went for the confirmation, she was confirmed, but at the end of it, I encouraged the leader to continue meeting with her just one-on-one and just keep doing the same thing, studying the Bible, praying with her, talking to her. And the leader had considered that as an option once the confirmation was over. But she said, she approached the girl, she said, would you like to do this? And the girl said, yes, I'd really like to do this. Just taking an ordinary girl of the congregation and asking them to meet with one, maybe two or three young people to open the Bible, pray with them, and read the Bible, and talk to them. If it could work in a place that's under-resourced and in such a difficult situation as our diocese, it can work anywhere.
So let me just conclude. I think what we need to see happen, friends, is not a whole bunch of snappy youth ministries. That's fine. That's a lovely thing to look forward to. That really is. And I think it's good, very good, to see groups of young people gathered for us to have a vibrant youth group ministry and Bible studies happening. I think that's a very good thing. But At this stage, I think it would be really sweet just to have kind of a grassroots movement where we as the church are saying yes to our young people. Where we're saying, how do I do this? How do we see young people come to faith? And so I'm going to invite us into kind of two things. The first thing is I want to invite us into a conversation. Into a conversation. And the conversation is hopefully all across Canada, where we're saying, how do we do this together? And I'm not sure exactly how that's going to look, because I want it to be grassroots. I want it to be helpful. I would love it to be a very helpful thing. So it could be as simple as a monthly email, just maybe some stories of what's going on across our country. It may be some encouragement. Hey, we're starting this right here. Or, hey, we'd like to invite you into this sort of training up of some folks who are interested in ministering to youth. Maybe as simple as just the conversation, and just so you know, there's things going on. And I've got a sheet over here that I'd love if folks could sign up just yourself, Or if you're thinking, I would love someone in my congregation to be involved in this conversation, I would love us to do that. And that's sort of just a general invitation to the whole, all of you. And if you want to be interested in what's going on and to pray for what's going on across our country. And the second thing I would like you to invite us into is something more specific. And it involves this Engage program. And it's a very, very simple thing. It's a one-day training that basically involves kind of locally gathering together, hearing some training. How do you do some of this opening up the Bible with a young person? But also to network together. To say, okay, we're not going to do this on our own in all these different places, but we're going to connect with each other. We're going to connect with each other and continue in that connection and go forward together. So we're going to have one here in Vancouver on January the 16th. And then we're going to see if there's enough interest that we may do one in Ottawa. And I'd love us to do that in Ottawa, Toronto, or even if there's enough interest, we can do them a number of different ones. But I'd love to invite us just initially to the one in Vancouver on January 16th. That's a Saturday. So I'd love to pray for us and wrap up my time with you. But I would really encourage you, as I'm praying, to consider either yourself or someone in your congregation. You think, oh, I would love to ask this person to outreach into the life of some young people. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you have given us life. And this life is life in the full in the Lord Jesus. We thank you that the living waters flow, but they're not meant to simply sit. They're meant to flow out. And Lord, we pray in your mighty name, Jesus, that you would see us move with you, that you would move in us, that you would transform us, that we would look outward and see these young people and not be afraid to reach out, but be deeply encouraged. And Lord, that we would see them in their hurt, in their need for you, Jesus, in the eternity they need to spend with you, Jesus. They need to be with you. Lord, work in our hearts and our minds right now to think of folks in our congregations who we could encourage to do this, whether it's simply to jump into it right away or to be trained up a little bit with the Engage program. Lord, we pray for our young people. We pray for our families. We pray, Lord, that you would build our church not on programmy, flashy things, but on the depth of the knowledge of the Son of God. And salvation in his name. And in that name we pray. Amen.